This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, January 15th, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. California abandons diesel truck ban, train rules. Wonderful Company reacts to water hoarding conspiracy and FDA's packaging proposal. CARB pulls the plug on diesel truck ban, train rules. The Biden administration has run out of time for reviewing California's remaining requests for clean air waivers. That leaves the Air Resources Board without the authority to enforce its sales ban on diesel trucks and rules for clean locomotives. CARB Chair Land Randolph shared disappointment that the U.S. EPA was unable to act on all the requests in time, but described CARB's decision to pull back as, quote, an important step that given uncertainty presented by the incoming administration. She noted that the first Trump administration had, quote, attacked California's climate programs and that Trump plans to oppose them again. Randolph said CARB is reassessing its options as it moves forward with other programs to improve air quality and tackle climate change. In December, EPA approved a sales ban on new gas-powered cars and trucks. In December 23, the agency gave the green light to CARB's earlier truck and bus regulation, requiring half of all sales to cover zero-emission models by 2035. Wonderful Company denies water hoarding claims. After a social media storm of accusations in the midst of Los Angeles' devastating fires, the Wonderful Company responded to accusations of water hoarding via their Instagram. They denied that their company or any other individual controls the majority of the state's water, nor that they have any control of LA water supply. They added that they use less than 1% of the state's water, which is used solely for farming and ranching. The company linked out to several articles refuting claims that they had anything to do with slowing the pace of fighting back the multiple fires across LA County. Ways and Means Republicans warn of a state tax hit to farmers. If Congress allows the 2017 tax cuts to expire, Republicans argue that farmers will be particularly affected by a reduced estate tax exemption. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act temporarily doubled the estate tax exemption. In 2025, this year, inheritances of less than $13.99 million are tax-free, but the temporary increase sunsets at the end of the year. Farmers with land assets that have grown in value could be particularly affected by TCJA's expiry. Republicans warned the Ways and Means Committee hearing yesterday. Some 2 million U.S. farmers are, quote, facing a potential increase in their death tax if Congress doesn't act soon, Committee Chair Jason Smith of Missouri said. Iowa Representative Randy Feenstra went even further, suggesting Congress should eliminate the estate tax altogether. Representative Mike Thompson countered, however, saying if we really cared about our farmers, we'd take this tariff discussion off the table now. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Robbo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.robboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Robbo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Some food industry groups frustrated with front-of-pack proposal. Consumer and public health groups largely celebrated the Food and Drug Administration's long-awaited proposal on front-of-pack labeling yesterday, but some complained that it's overly simplistic. The proposed labeling features a black-and-white nutrition box with information on saturated fat, sodium, and added sugar. This long-overdue proposal has the potential to usher in healthier consumer purchases, incentivize companies to produce healthier products, and stem the rising tide of preventable conditions like type 2 diabetes and heart disease, said Peter Lurie, president of the Center for Science in the Public Interest. Some industry groups said the proposal was too simplistic. The International Dairy Foods Association said the proposal could stigmatize certain dairy products by not including information on additional beneficial nutrients. The Sugar Association said the limited label information required could incentivize the use of artificial sweeteners that many consumers try to avoid. The Consumer Brands Association and the Food Industry Association appeared disappointed that the FDA's proposal did not more closely resemble the voluntary industry, quote, facts up front labeling. You can read more about the proposal at agripulse.com. EPA warns of risks from PFAS-contaminated farm products. As the Biden administration winds down, EPA has taken an important new step in its effort to deal with contamination from PFAS chemicals, a significant concern for some farm groups. The agency has released a draft risk assessment that says using PFAS-contaminated sewage sludge on farms may expose growers and those eating affected agriculture products to health risks. EPA modeling suggests consuming 32 ounces of milk, 1 liter of water, 1 egg, or 1 or 2 servings of fish a day from farmland or water exposed to contaminated sewage sludge may pose health risk, an EPA fact sheet says. The model reflects scenarios where farmers apply biosolids containing one part per billion of PFOA or PFOS, common types of PFAS. PFAS is also known as forever chemicals, but not all farms are expected to present a health risk, the assessment says. Biosolid application amounts, forever chemical concentrations, and environmental conditions all affect the risk level associated with contaminated products, as does human consumption. In a press release, EPA says its analysis, quote, does not suggest that the general food supply is impacted by the use of biosolids that contain PFOA or PFOS. Stay tuned. EPA is holding a webinar today at noon to discuss those findings. Alcohol and ag groups urge agencies to discard the ICCPU report on alcohol. The Interagency Coordinating Committee on the Prevention of Underage Drinking, an HHS committee, published a draft report on the risk between alcohol and health outcomes. Among other findings, the report says low-level risk of dying from alcohol use begins with moderate consumption. Higher levels of consumption are linked with higher rates of mortality risk. Alcohol and agriculture groups quick to criticize the report. A coalition of groups, including the Beer Institute, Distilled Spirits Council of the United States, and the National Association of Wheat Growers, say there was a lack of transparency and limited opportunities for stakeholder input throughout the process. Well, here's today's final word. Washington treats our priorities as an afterthought. That Representative Adam Gray of Merced, who vowed to ensure San Joaquin Valley farmers, dairymen, and agricultural communities get our fair share with his new appointments to the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committees. Well, that is Daybreak West for this Wednesday, January 15th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.